What if I told you that the entire internet was overseen by a single company and that the vast majority of services allow this surveillance, even supposed privacy sites such as the Monero community and even Michael Basil, the privacy influencer? Now, in the movie The Matrix, Morpheus pitches Neo on not only why he should exit this artificial world, but offers him the choice of the red pill and the blue pill. But unlike The Matrix, where once you take the red pill, you can never go back. In the real world, even though you may know this knowledge, you may not actually apply it. I will try to persuade you that not only can you make a difference in your own life, but through your actions, you can in fact challenge the existing quo. I'm Shadow Rebel, and in this episode of Simplify Privacy, we're going to break down the tyranny of Cloudflare and what you can do about it. What is this entity? Well, first of all, they're a content delivery network. What this means is computers all over the world that serve content faster. For example, you got a web server in Japan, but I'm standing in Mexico. So when I go to hit up your web server, it's slow as hell going across the whole planet. On the other hand, if a large entity controlled all these web servers around the world, they could serve me that content in Mexico at a rapid speed. Also, there's denial of service. So what this is a hacker is getting all these bots to hit up a website over and over again to take it down, to overwhelm its resources. Sometimes they're even hacking routers and doing all kinds of stuff to create these DDoS or distributed denial of service. So entities like Cloudflare, they serve as a content delivery network. They serve as serving DDoS protection by having these computers around the world. The thing is though, this leads to the problem of centralization. We're putting all eggs in this Cloudflare basket. The way that they operate is that people point their domain to Cloudflare. So this ends the concept of encryption. Normally, encryption is the web server creates these public-private key pairs, and then they're using that to communicate with you so nobody can eavesdrop in between you and the web server. On the other hand, by having everything flow to Cloudflare, they act as a man in the middle, overseeing all of this supposed encrypted content. Now, we'll get to in a second why this is a problem, but they actually have been hacked. They claimed that it was a nation-state actor that got access to all these resources. There's been other academic type of things. But a lot of people don't realize that the main way that Cloudflare operates is not just that they're rich. Oh, we got all these servers. But they're also doing browser fingerprinting to determine who is a bot and who is not. Because the quicker they can realize, oh, okay, your IP address is always serving up bots, it's like Tor, or oh, okay, we've recognized this browser fingerprint as a real person, the sooner they can cut off those packets, the more efficient they could be as a DDoS protector. This has an effect, though, of them overseeing sort of everything you're doing as you go around the internet. Their AI is not only using these browser fingerprints, but they're also doing the ping time and encompassing a huge amount of information about what other actions are happening. You are going to be amazed by the huge number of services that are actually on CF. For example, Bitcoin Talk forums. Everybody's always talking about being anonymous, being private. Oh, it's the circular economy. But in reality, you don't own the password to that forum. Even the forum admin has given up their rights to Cloudflare. And the thing is people always feel like, oh, I'm getting all these points. I'm having this signature. I'm having, oh, my identity. But really, you don't own any of that. And places like Monero Town forums, everybody's thinking, oh, I'm anonymous, I'm on Lemmy, but really, those identities are owned by the adversary. You know, Substack is people mouthing off about how, oh, the government is so evil. You know, you got influencers and journalists like Seymour Hersh that are breaking this news criticizing the Biden administration. Meanwhile, everybody who's using Substack, all of their information, their real identities for payments, are going through this same now entity that is easily able to surveil, okay, who's listening to this controversial or potentially illegal content. Even the site Medium is on CF. So you got these bloggers that think they have freedom of speech, when in reality, the moment that CF pulls the cord, you either can't reach your audience or you could get DDoSed. I mean, do you really want to give up your freedom of speech like that? Influencers such as Tom Woods go on and on about the rights of the political free speech, but when it comes down to it, his website, tomwoods.com, is on the same provider. So they're seeing all the political dissonance of the government and who's exactly listening. Even Michael Basil, who wrote these privacy guides, how to be private in America, his OSINT books, it's all on CF. They're seeing who his customers potentially are. You know, Matrix.org, they're also on it. So they're seeing the metadata of who's messaging who. So really, what's the answer? You know, what can you do about this? Well, first of all, as a website viewer, you'd want to isolate these different browser fingerprints. And that's what our VPN client is all about. It allows you to easily make these different profiles in different countries with different browser versions, with different screen size that are realistically faked through our new revolutionary system, which we'll get into in a different podcast. But for right now, the idea is that if you're a website viewer, that's an option. If you're a website creator, there are things like Arweave that end the concept of this centralized internet based on locations that can easily be shut down. And instead, it's this global network that is directly on the blockchain that anybody can access in a private way, but also serves as a content delivery network. Now, even if you don't want to use Arweave, there are other content delivery networks that aren't so centralized. You know, you got places like Bunny. There are other ones that accept government money. And of course, we want to move away from the idea of having passwords to begin with, and instead use something like Nostr or signing with other things, maybe MetaMask, to move towards encryption as identity. Now, some people are going to criticize me that MetaMask has some surveillance on it. Some of that could be turned off, but that's beside the point. The point is we want to move towards encryption as identity-based protocols and away from passwords. All right, so this gives a brief overview of some of the options you have in dealing with this, but the main one is education. You should be aware of what's going on and what potential information you are giving away. I'm Shadow Rebel, and this is Simplify Privacy.